Hello, everybody. It's Anna here.
And it's Nick.
And we are coming to you not live from Winthrop University, where we're making this podcast that has yet to have a name, but maybe by the end of this, we will have one.
It's live to us, just not to you.
Live to us, not to you.
Sorry that you missed it.
That was kind of dumb.
Well, I try to make a joke because we're a comedy, quote unquote, comedy show.
Yeah, the least funny comedy show you'll ever listen to, but it's fine.
We have deep humor. Which you'll never get. Alright, Anna, tell me about yourself.
Okay, so my name's Anna, obviously. I'm from North Carolina. I am an economics major here at Winthrop. And
what is your favorite ice cream?
My favorite ice cream?
Ice cream.
Oh, man. Cookies and cream, maybe? Or just vanilla? Or just chocolate? Or the one with cookie dough in it? But actually, that one's not always that good. So, cookies and cream, probably.
Okay.
No, wait, the kind with the... Like caramel and like chocolatey caramel in it. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I actually have ice cream in the freezer right now that I got from Thompson. Just the soft serve stuff.
Oh, well, they only had chocolate today, so.
We're not good at staying on topic.
No, we're not.
I'm Nick. I am a, what am I? A business marketing.
What am I? You've changed your major so many times.
I know, it's easy to forget when you've changed as much as I am. But I am a business marketing major, just because they don't have a sports marketing major here at Winthrop University.
There's
sport management.
Is
I was once
same?
A sport management. No, it's not the same. It's looking at sport as a business. I want to look at sports marketing. So I'm an intern with our athletic department in marketing. I get to do a lot of fun work there. I'm a sophomore, like Anna.
Well, no,
Anna,
that's a lie.
Anna's
I'm a
not
junior.
A sophomore. She's technically a sophomore, but like
no,
how long
I'm
she's been here.
How long I've been here, I'm a sophomore. How long I have left, I'm a junior.
Yeah.
Because graduating early, baby.
Something like that.
What do you mean something like that? That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm graduating early. Then I'm going to go to grad school.
Okay. Yeah. So she's going to be smart. So.
I'm already smart. What are you talking about?
So, anyway, so one big thing that we're going to discuss today in our pilot episode, and it's something that you're going to get to see. You're not going to get to go through the laborious pains that we're going to have to go through, but
I don't know what he's about
the
to say.
Coming up of the logo.
Oh, yeah.
And, or, well, I guess like our overall brand and identity.
Like who we are, because we don't even have a name right now.
Exactly. And this is something I love to talk about because as a marketing major, like, identity and brand is just like, oh, it's so key, so important. But anyway, so we're going to discuss in our pilot episode to give you a little taste of what it's like. Because we're going to actually go.
What's like? What it's like to be us?
What it's like to be us. Because we're going to argue about.
It's disappointing.
What
I'm
our
kidding.
Logo should look like.
Yeah, we.
I came up with a really good idea.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
My God. So, I wanted to name the podcast Desktop Chat because Anna was like, oh, what
I was
about
like Fireside
Chat?
You know, like FDR.
Something like that. And I had mentioned,
Desktop Chats is not a bad name.
It's not a bad name.
I like it.
I like Desktop. And who knows? By the time that you read this, you might be opening
read?
Up. by the time that you're listening to this, you might be opening up a podcast named Desktop Chats.
Or it could be something.
Or it could be something completely different. That's what's wonderful is like you guys don't have to go through like the live push and tug as we do. You guys are just going to get to sit back and experience how it came to be.
Sit back and listen to us struggle.
What's better than a pilot episode of a podcast than finding out how the podcast came to fruition? Is that the right word?
What?
Fruition. I'm Southern, so like...
I'm not really sure what you're
some words that I try to say sometimes don't come out right.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Yeah, so Desktop Chats, maybe a name.
I came up with a really nice logo. It was a desktop.
I do not like it.
It was like a really simple desktop. It had a lamp that
you
had a light bulb.
You can't see it, but it does
you can't
not
see
look
it.
Good.
And I even put gradient on the micro... I put a lamp, a microphone, a laptop, and a clock. On the desktop.
Now, Nick, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but it kind of looks like you just took a bunch of clip art pieces of, like,
I 100% did. Just took a bunch of clip.
Them together.
I 100% did.
Well, that's not what a logo should be.
It's not, but I want it to be simple.
You folks can't see this, but it's...
Describe
it's
it to them.
Okay.
It's so simple that it might just be perfect.
Let me talk. The lines are very thin, so much that you can't really tell what's going on. Like, if you're from far away, if you're close up, I'm not going to lie, it looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. But not for a logo. Just as an image, it's a nice image. I don't understand the gradients. Why is there, like, what desk?
Well, my hope, like, and I didn't spend a lot of time in doing this, but my hope was that, that the light bulb would be, like, casting a shadow on things.
Light bulbs don't cast shadows. They cast light.
All right. Whatever. The objects would be...
Well, then, over here, that shadow doesn't make any sense.
I know. I told you I didn't spend a long time on it. I just said that I did it.
Well, you sure you did it. That's for sure.
All right. Well,
it's just not very, like, obvious as to, hey, this is a logo for a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had a logo before when... sort of. Not really.
We had a moon. A clip art moon. That had a clip art for sale sign.
It was cute.
It was nice. Don't get me wrong. But, like, I feel like it's the equivalent of what I made.
Well, mine's more logo-ish, though.
But you can't build a brand around that.
Okay, I'm not saying you can.
I'm not saying you can build a brand around this. This is like a concept idea. Because, folks, if there's one thing...
I think the moon for sale sign was a concept idea. It was cute, though.
Possibly.
It had our names on it.
It did. I mean, this isn't
this
done.
Doesn't.
This is not
error done. 55.
It does say error 55. This isn't done, though. I mean, like, you can add or take away.
Well, the moon thing wasn't done either.
Oh, no.
What did you do?
I just dropped my Apple Pencil and it rolled underneath my desk.
Oh, God.
Like, underneath the shelving part. And these desks are, like, 100 pounds.
So, we're going to have to rearrange your room once this is over?
Oh, wait.
Oh, maybe you got it?
I think
it?
I can get it with a hanger. I have this hanger on my bed.
Okay, I was looking at that earlier and I... Oh, wait, is that when your keys got locked in the car?
No.
Oh.
This is when I need to get something. But, it didn't go underneath my bed. It rolled right there. Desk, whatever. Ugh. Okay, the hanger's stuck underneath my desk. Oh, gosh.
Ugh. Nick, this is a mess.
I got it.
You got it. Yay!
So, the Apple Pencil actually was not underneath the desk. It was just on the floor. I'm just stupid. Welcome to my world.
Yep.
But anyway, okay, so back to this. I definitely think we should make one now, at least.
I don't think so. I think we should take some time, think about it, see how this podcast even goes. You know, what direction will this take? We'll see.
I mean, you can edit this at any time. So, like, what I'm saying right now...
I like the rawness of just, like, straight go for it. You know?
I mean, I like that too, but it didn't work that way, remember? So...
It didn't work that way.
Yeah, remember we tried it.
I don't know.
And it didn't work that way?
No.
Well, we did try. And
apparently we tried. Was
Audacity.
I, like,
Anchor.
Okay, that was not Audacity. You just record.
I know, but it didn't work right. Because...
No, what do you mean? It's
I mean, it didn't work.
No,
I mean, it... No,
microphone.
It didn't work, is what I'm saying. It's
I'm sorry, everybody, because
app,
this podcast is just going to be us arguing.
The app doesn't recognize external microphones.
It's not the app. It's literally your computer.
I'm going to... Okay,
it
I
is your
MacBook.
Literal
I'm
computer.
Pulling up system preferences.
Mm-hmm.
Sound.
Sing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
input.
Do you see it? I don't see it. Internal microphone. That's not it. Airbeam TV audio.
I don't know. You
know
why it doesn't
this.
Say it? Because my microphone's freaking plugged into my iPad.
Yeah, but it never said it before.
It said external. It said external microphone.
Nick
I swear.
Is a liar.
I am not. Anna, you are like hogging the mic.
I
you
know.
Love the mic. Stop.
I love the microphone.
I'm getting attacked.
You heard me sing earlier.
Dear God, if I ever have to hear that again. But anyway.
You'll definitely hear it again.
So.
They won't.
So, we're using Anchor as, like, our podcast.
What a cool name.
That is kind of a cool name. Who knows? Maybe you'll be listening to
if
podcast.
It was about, like, coding, that'd be cool.
It would be cool.
But
my
I don't
brother-in-law
know anything about coding.
Knows how to code. Maybe
my
I could do a podcast with him.
My brother knows... things about
maybe
coding.
We should link them up you probably. Know on Anchor you can actually you can call like you can have people like call
you can
in and
call
do, like,
in
group.
Whoa
so, like,
wait
so, like,
let's try wait,
over
no.
spring break
okay,
you can't do it now obviously but like over spring break if I was on my iPhone and I was using my microphone as a podcast microphone and I was using Anchor we could I
could we
actually
do a
call
podcast
you.
From like remote locations like
yes,
you're
we could.
In South Carolina
yeah, exactly.
I'm in North Carolina
exactly
what?
We could do a podcast like that
that'd be so cool
yeah so it's cool because you can do that kind of stuff
that would be
so we should get so your brother awesome. And my brother-in-law to call into the show one day
why
to pod
talk
code.
Just to talk
pod code remember
yeah I know but okay whatever My brother was a computer science major, so I'm assuming he knows about coding.
I'm pretty sure he does. But anyway, so we're using Anchor as our podcasting hosting.
Anchors away. That's what
right.
pirates say.
Look at their logo. I love that. It's just that right
there.
It's
simple.
It is simple, and that's what I think ours needs to be.
Well, your desk was not
What if we
simple.
Just have a single desk? Like, what if it's just a desk
because
and nothing else on it?
Because then it's just that.
But not like that. Like, what if it was like a stock photo of like a desk like this?
No, I don't like stock photos.
It doesn't have to be a stock. Well,
you just said stock photo.
We'll work on it. I'm going to fire her. I'm just kidding.
You cannot fire me. Without me, you are nothing.
Wow. But anyway, so.
Anchor.
We actually, it is kind of a big deal because, like, we do have to come up with a name and we do have to come up with, like, a photo and such if we ever want to.
Make like, this more than just us talking in your room.
And no one listening. Because okay, if no one listens, then it's just like weird because it's just like we're talking to the internet, like
we're just yelling into the void. And
hello, World Wide Web.
Stop.
It's just like yeah, it's just awkward because it's
yeah.
then it's just like oh well, we just met up and talked to the internet for you know
well,
however
we do that
long
anyway.
This last we've done that. Now the
we've
la-
done that
okay,
many times.
We do live. We did a
live
a couple live streams.
They're really fun.
They
we both
were
just
really
look
fun.
Really gross today. So
yeah,
that's why we decided not to go that route.
Route first of
route.
All. Route.
Anyway.
All right. Tweet us at. I'm just kidding. No, one day too. We need to do like Twitter stuff because you can post it in there.
Answer
but,
our poll: root or route?
Yeah. Well, you spelled the same. You just. I don't know how.
You write it phonetically.
You can hear the lighter.
Put it closer to the thing, but don't set it on fire. Oh, weird noise. Oh, I don't like that.
Can you hear the
fire? Can you
flame?
Hear the fire?
Stop. Ryan started the fire. So,
root is R-O-O-T.
But anyway, yeah, so it's kind of.
With like lines or something. And
oh my gosh.
Row.
Root.
Row.
What's the root?
The square root.
You're going to take to get there.
Wait, what do you say?
What's the root?
You say root.
No, I don't know.
What did we just say?
I don't remember.
I say
oh,
route,
gosh.
Right? Route?
I don't know.
Route? I don't remember what I said, but you judged me for it.
I did, and I'm pretty sure we flip-flopped.
I think we did.
Are we politicians, Anna?
Finger guns.
So by the time you hear this, it'll be 2 days at least from now.
Oh, definitely more than 2 days.
Definitely.
Yes, because we're gonna end up arguing over the logo, and we're not gonna be able to publish it until.
No,
we have a
eventually,
logo.
I'm just gonna be like, F this.
And we're gonna
we're
argue over
this.
The name.
I like desktop chats. Can we agree on desktop chats
well,
right now?
I don't
now?
Know if I like the word chat.
Then change the word chat.
Okay, go to thesaurus.com.
Okay, I also have my. So I'll just tell you a little bit about our setup while I'm doing this. Can you type in thesaurus? Cause I don't
Do you know
how to oh, there it is, right there.
It's like. Dinosaur. Okay,
by the
where's
way.
The down arrow? Okay.
It's the one that has the arrow pointing down.
Well, this is in the way.
Anyway, so we're using my desk as like our little desk that we're hosting off of. It has a white. It's a whiteboard desk essentially.
It's so cool. And when you gave, I have one of the little whiteboard. It's like a vinyl.
It's
stick
like a
on,
vinyl stick on.
And
thing.
Nick gave me one. When did you give it to me? It was like around Christmas, right?
It was probably around Christmas.
Yeah. That was your Christmas present to me,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And it's stuck on, and it's really awesome, and it's great. Okay, desktop chatter.
Well, hold on top of that, we have a condenser mic that you hear us from.
Gab.
And then we
Crackle.
Use my iMac, or excuse me, my MacBook. We have been using it as, like, what we do our stuff off of, but... We're currently using GarageBand on my iPad for recording.
Look at this word, burble.
With the iRig Pre. Burble is the next cackle. And then...
Prattle.
That's kind of it. So I use my iPad for, like, creative things. And,
chew on the fat.
Anna
the
just
heck?
Talks. Chew on the rag.
Chew on the rag.
Desktop, shoot
the
breeze.
Desktop, shoot the breeze. Heck yeah. Blurt. Palaver?
Desktop yakking. What
if
we do talk instead?
Yeah, that's probably better. Talk. Lecture.
Like
desktop
chord.
Lecture. Ooh, that'd be cool for
no.
someone who. No, listen to me. If someone was like a professor that
oh,
did
yeah.
like online, you know? Desktop
yeah, that
lecture.
Would be cool.
That'd be cool. Desktop discourse.
Honestly, I feel like that is exactly what we are, though.
I love that. Desktop.
The best double D you'll ever get.
Okay, please stop. desktop discourse, desktop dissertation.
No.
Desktop disquisition. Am I having a stroke?
Disquisition. It's like that one time. This ain't game. Y'all have so much to learn.
Desktop homily. That sounds like we're in church.
Words related to talk. Desktop address. Sermon. How is address?
Address. Like I'm addressing you, not address.
I am an idiot.
Everybody knows that by now, Nick.
Articulate.
Wait, go back up. Make known. I thought that said make brown. I was like, I do not understand what that means.
Desktop make brown.
Desktop tall talk.
That kind of sounds cool.
I know, no. Go back. Fan.
Fuming.
Fanfaronade.
Fanfaronade. Fanfaronade, I think is what it is.
How about Bragadico? What?
Braggadocio or something like that. It's like braggadocio. There you go. You've heard of that. Bombast?
Bombast. Desktop bombast. I like desktop discourse. I That's like
desktop
cool.
discourse. Can we look up the official definition of discourse real quick?
If you want to. I mean, it just means like talking about things and discussing it and maybe
written
arguing.
Or spoken communication or debate. I like that because yeah, I feel like we can debate a bunch on this podcast.
Nick, all we do is argue. All
right, let's settle on it.
Official
do you
right now.
Official
desktop
right
discourse?
Now. And we're going to high five. Oh.
Because, you know, you can hear a high five. You can't hear
Did you hear it?
Probably. Let's do it again.
I don't know.
I'm sure
oh,
you can
yeah,
hear
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, there's a little spike right there on the end.
Desktop discourse. Woo!
Sweet. Welcome yeah. to desktop discourse.
I love it.
Now we'll have to come up with a logo.
I think
such,
separately we should make logos. Like, you know, we did that one time when I made the moon thing and you made dumb ones with just our name on it.
That was just because I was just coming up with dumb things. Like, I was not being creative at all. I was
I know,
trying to do something quick.
You texted me when I was, like, in the library studying for stat.
Because it was right after
and
I
you,
found
like,
out about podcast hosting.
I was like,
and I was
stop.
Like, I was trying to just, like, do it quick. Well, then I did research and found Anchor.
Well, desktop discourse is us now. We'll both make some logos, send them to each other.
Slap them on the
have
thing.
Have a nice little discourse.
About which logo?
Which one's best.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm proud of us. We agreed on something.
I know.
That and doesn't happen often.
Not often, but it happened at this moment. So
that's exciting.
It's like a winning push. Hey, I'm shooting fireworks off at the baseball game this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
wait. The other baseball game, the one that was a couple weeks ago, last week.
Who did we play? The one that I shot off fireworks at?
Okay, maybe. Did you shoot off fireworks during the daylight?
Yeah.
That was so dumb. Because I walked in and I saw you and Blake up top. And I, like, said hey to you.
Uh-huh.
And then you said something about we missed fireworks or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we actually.
What the
heck? Okay,
it was like
so,
2 o'clock.
For context, I am a marketing intern. And so one of the things that we do. Oh, okay, never mind. Is that we are trying to like find new ways to like excite people about our brand.
Well, let me tell you right now, fireworks in the middle of the day is not
a got a huge positive feedback.
Okay, well you can't see fireworks during
No,
the day.
I thought so too. That's we so tested dumb. It. We tested it at 12 o'clock. It was last Friday. So by the time you get this, probably a week over a week ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been 6 days. And some change. But so we tested it out last Friday morning at like 12 o'clock at noon. So they shot them out. We didn't think it was going to work either. Like the sight, it was more for the sound effect right after the national anthem, which was, it really played it nicely. So.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that.
It was nice because it was right after, yeah, I think he did show up a few minutes late. It was right after the national anthem ended. And so we shot off fireworks and it was really nice because like you could get the sound, but the thing is when we tested it at 12 you could also see the color and it was red. It was red and gold, which is like
our
the
colors.
Closest you'll ever get to our colors in fireworks.
Red and gold is our colors.
No, it's maroon and gold.
No, it's garnet gold actually.
Well, actually, okay, fun story. Our university just did a rebrand process.
Can we talk about that for a second?
We can talk, but let me finish this tangent real quick and then we'll go off on that tangent because I already know that's gonna be wild. Because one thing that I was telling Anna about too is I really want to talk about branding and like marketing identities and such like that.
And I don't know much about that. Did you drop your Apple?
I did drop it again. I'm just gonna leave
like,
it there.
I don't know that much. I feel like you're gonna know more about that from like the actual marketing side, because obviously you are a marketing.
Yeah, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know some things.
Like, I don't know the actual things, but I know my opinions on branding.
Well, that's honestly all you really need, because you're, as a consumer, your opinion matters most anyway. But so
I can tell everyone about supply and demand. If
our
you want.
Our official our official color is going to go from garnet to maroon in a little
but
short
maroon's
time.
More purple.
It is more purple, but the thing
purple
is,
purple will not look good with yellow.
We are, so the university decided we're keeping our same gold, which is nice, but we are going to go more purple, and so it is going to go more toward maroon.
I don't like that.
And you're not going to notice a big change because it's already similar, because our athletic department doesn't unify our garnet currently. We only unify our gold. So.
Yeah, they just use red.
Yeah. Literally, well, certain companies can't print certain things, and since we signed a big deal with Adidas recently, we're going to switch over to maroon, because if we do that, we're going to save, like,
also their
we're going to save
look different than
do what?
Other maroons, like,
yeah, like we're going to use a special palette that they made, and so that's going to change our hex color a little bit, which is a good thing because it's going to save us a lot of money, and we're going to have one unified maroon. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so tell me about your ideas about our thoughts about the rebranding process.
This logo. So, to give some background, we had the Eaglehead logo for like athletics, I guess. But also,
yeah, and that's not changing too. Let me be clear.
It's not?
The athletic logo of the Eaglehead is going to stay that way, because that is a very marketable, very very identifiable brand.
See,
and a very sellable logo.
Now, I thought the point of this whole rebranding was to unify the school and the athletics.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, so the point of this rebranding process specifically was that we had a lot of different logos for
That's
our
true.
Academic.
There's a million different logos.
One thing too that I hate, but is something that we do, is we have an academic logo on top of a athletic logo, and then
we also have
a crest. Yeah. But we also had several different academic logos, like the WOO. Yeah, exactly. We had the WOO. We had all of our orientation. All the different offices have logos, all the other stuff. So we're essentially getting rid of the 100-plus academic-related logos we're having currently. And over the next couple of years, we're going to shift into the one unifying logo.
Well, here's my opinion on this new logo. So we had the Eaglehead, which personally I don't like the Eaglehead. I think
really?
It looks childish.
Okay, we have talked about a way to make the Eaglehead more modern.
Yeah.
And that's actually kind of something that we're thinking about. But here's the thing, I can't say too much because, again,
you know,
I can't. But I will agree, and so will other people that work inside the athletic department.
The Eaglehead looks like a kid drew it.
Yeah.
It's ugly.
Wow, I'm a little hurt now.
You didn't make it, so why are you hurt?
Anyway, I love it.
And then we had the Tillman, like, clock tower building.
Well, okay, so
that was a logo. I personally thought that was really pretty.
The Eaglehead logo was never in contest with Tillman.
Well, I know.
Before Tillman was the WOO logo.
I'm just naming logos.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the Tillman logo that we had, which is that totally gone now? So it's gone now.